starchy veggies in S meals, with the exception of tomatoes, onions, and peas. Enjoy those, but don't go overboard with them. For instance, don't roast a huge onion and put it on the side of your steak. A quarter to half of a small to medium onion or half of a large tomato is fine. Limit butternut and acorn squash to half cup amounts in S meals. S-friendly fruit. Up to 1 cup of all kinds of berries can be used in S meals, but keep blueberries to 1/2 cup, as they have more fruit sugars. Note, you don't always have to use a full cup of berries. 1/4 to 1/2 cup amounts of berries are just fine in S meals and don't push carb limits as high. Enjoy lemons and limes. Avoid other fruits, with the exception of 1 teaspoon all-fruit jelly. S-friendly nuts and seeds. All kinds of raw or roasted nuts, salted or unsalted, in moderation. All kinds of raw or roasted seeds, salted or unsalted, in moderation. All nut butters without sugar, such as peanut, almond, sunflower, cashew, and pumpkin, in moderation. All nut and seed flours, including Trim Healthy Mama Baking Blend, which is a blend of pressed nut and seed flours and other goodies like collagen and oat fiber. S-friendly condiments. All oils that are cold-pressed. Remember to cook primarily with saturated oils. Mayo. Mustard. Horseradish sauce. All vinegars. Salad dressings. Full fat is fine. Make your own, or if relying on store-bought, try to buy options with a carb count of 2 or less and water down before serving. Non-sweet pickles. Olives. Nutritional yeast. All broth or stock prepared without sugar. Spices and seasonings, without sugar and other needless fillers. Unsweetened cocoa powder and cacao nibs. Bragg liquid aminos, coconut aminos, tamari, and soy sauce. Ketchup. Sugar-free homemade is best, but small amounts of regular ketchup on a low-carb burger should not throw you off too much. Hot sauce. Sugar-free is best. Frank's Red Hot and Texas Pete are good brands. Look for 1 carb or less. S-friendly grains and beans. Keep these foods away from your S meals, with the exception of very small garnish amounts to be used occasionally. A 1/4 cup of beans could fit into an S meal, but it's still best not to use grains or beans in every single S meal. Now and then is fine. You can fit 1 light rye, fiber, or flaxseed wasa cracker, or 1 sesame rye vita cracker into an S meal now and then, too. S-friendly, healthy specialty items. Pristine whey powder. www.trimhealthymama.com. Integral collagen. www.trimhealthymama.com. Just gelatin. www.trimhealthymama.com. Glucomannan Gluki Organic Fiber Supplement. www.trimhealthymama.com. Non-organic also available. Plan approved natural sweeteners. www.trimhealthymama.com. See this page for guidelines. Trim Healthy Mama Baking Bread. www.trimhealthymama.com. Pressed Peanut Flour. www.trimhealthymama.com. Non-naughty noodles and non-naughty rice. www.trimhealthymama.com. Stevia sweetened chocolate or a square or two of 85% dark chocolate. 85% chocolate does have a small amount of sugar, but when eaten in very small amounts, the carbs stay low and the sugar is not significant enough to do damage for those who just want a quick, easy chocolate fix. 100% cacao baker's chocolate. Unsweetened nut milks, such as almond, cashew, coconut, or flaxseed. Check out Chapter 18, Specialty Food Stars, in which we give descriptions and benefits of many of these products and tell you what to look for in other brands or seek locally if you don't want to purchase online. S-friendly, personal choice items. Joseph's low-carb pita or lavash bread. Not all Joseph's products fit on plan. Look for 4 net carbs or less per serving. Low-carb tortillas or wraps. Olay Extreme Wellness and Mission brands are common in grocery stores. Fat-free Ready Whip. Avoid light or fat-free Cool Whip due to the inclusion of high fructose corn syrup. Laughing Cow Creamy Light Swiss Cheese Wedges. Dreamfields Pasta. Limit to once a week or every other week. Assess your own reaction to this pasta. The package used to say 5 net carbs per serving. It no longer does due to legal language, but many mamas, not all, find it kind enough to blood sugar levels due to its resistant starch to be able to be used in an S setting. Chapter 4. The Energizing Meal. E for short. There are two common extremes when it comes to carbohydrates. People are addicted to them, or they are terrified of them. Yes, carbs are notorious for fattening us up and causing inflammatory blood sugar spikes, but these are situations in which carbs are distorted or abused. Healthy carbs should never be shunned because of this bad rap. That's like completely avoiding sunshine, closing yourself off in darkness for fear of a sunburn. No way to live. Bring on the rays. E-meals will allow you to gain health, vitality, and a fired-up metabolism while eating carbs, delicious, energizing carbs, always safely anchored by protein. Here's what an E-evening meal may look like. Moist chicken breast cooked with salsa and caramelized onions over a bed of brown rice or quinoa. Tender field greens spritzed with olive oil and drizzled generously with balsamic vinegar. Grapefruit slushy to end your meal. When enjoyed in the amounts we describe, the carb that stars in your E-meals won't be monster meanies on your blood sugar levels. You'll get to include fruit, sweet potatoes, beans and legumes of all kinds, and gentle whole grains in your energizing meals. We describe these grains, such as oatmeal or quinoa, as gentle because they are not bullies to your blood sugar. Brown rice may get a little pushy at times, so if you have any form of type 2 diabetes or severe insulin resistance, you can choose quinoa, whole barley, or whole farro over brown rice. Those options are gentler on your blood sugar. Think again of a seesaw. E-meal ratios show a big difference in heights between carbs and fats. Note that when carbs are higher in a meal, fats are naturally lower. Protein sits solidly at the balancing point of the seesaw. Build your first E-meal. 1. Choose your protein, lean meat or fish, low-fat dairy, or egg whites. Or choose from integral collagen, just gelatin, or pristine whey protein, discussed in Chapter 18, Specialty Food Stars. 2. Add your carb, fruit, gentle whole grains, beans or legumes, or sweet potatoes. 3. Add minimal fat, roughly 1 teaspoon. Nuts and seeds are used only in garnish amounts. 4. Add optional fuel-pull foods to your plate, such as non-starchy veggies and berries. In practical terms, this might be like the following. Breakfast. Your protein might be Greek yogurt dolloped on top of a generous bowl of oatmeal with cinnamon-spiced stewed apples. Lunch. Your protein might be lean deli meat of your choice, sandwiched between 2 pieces of sprouted or artisan sourdough bread, either store-bought or homemade. Your sandwich might include fresh tomato slices, lettuce, onion, mustard or horseradish sauce, a little smear of mayo, or a spritz of oil and a drizzle of vinegar. Low-fat cottage cheese and a small slice of cantaloupe will be a great side option for this meal. Dinner. Your protein might be lean ground turkey seasoned Cajun style. You can load a sweet potato high with meat crumbles, chopped lettuce, diced tomatoes and cucumber, Greek yogurt, hot sauce, a spritz or two of olive oil, and drizzles of vinegar. Scared of carbs? We need to take a minute to make this crystal clear because carbs have suffered much persecution. You need carbs. They are slimming. They are healing. We had to yell, only because we have to be a tad cruel to be kind. We know what living in fear of carbs feels like, and it's no fun. Some of you will need tough love to shake you out of carb terror. Many coming from low-carb diets believe even a few bites of oatmeal or fruit may cause exploding weight gain. Watch out, Mama's about to balloon up, she ate an apple. This fear is unfounded. Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 5, reads, "Refresh me with apples." Just as the Bible doesn't gel with fear of fat, it also doesn't jibe with fear of carbs. Yes, there might be a bit of an uptick on the scale after a couple of healthy carb-based meals, but this is only due to your muscle cells taking in the fuel of glucose, and they do so by also pulling in fluid. This is a good and very natural function of your body. The goal, when eating carbs the right way, is a long-term downward trend on the scale, thanks to a revved-up metabolism. Little upticks noticed from too much scale watching are not the big picture. You must keep your body guessing if you don't want it to adapt to one type of fuel and lower its thermal burn. Long periods of eating too few carbs will take the fire out of your metabolic fuel-burning ability. Carbs are important for your thyroid health. Feed your body only low-carb meals and watch what happens after a while. It will catch on. Ah, I know what you are going to give me. More fats and protein again and again. I am so used to that now, I'm just going to start storing whatever you feed me. The thyroid hormone T3, which your body uses for so many bodily functions, including a healthy metabolism, takes a nosedive. Give your body some glucose and watch it start to do the rumba by having to burn another fuel. Shake it up, baby. Carbs are essential for your happiness as they elevate serotonin levels in your brain. This is an important neurotransmitter that combats the blahs. It is also a natural pain reliever. A constant low-carb state means your brain won't be releasing as much of this pleasant feeling. On the other hand, ever heard of a sugar high? That is an extremely high serotonin state caused by eating too many carbs. The bliss from the bowl of Moose Tracks ice cream feels good for a little while, but inevitably results in a crash. What goes up must come down. The serotonin low makes you feel grumpy, washed out, and in need of some more sugar. Just as we must get the highs and lows of blood sugar under control, our brain chemistry relies on the balance of the fuels we give it, too. Eating the right amount of good carbs can help to balance out the extremes of skyrocketing, then plummeting serotonin levels. Adrenal fatigue is a common buzz phrase these days, but it is notorious for causing stubborn weight that won't let go. Take a whole fuel, like carbs, away from your body, and it is going to feel pretty stressed. It will have to release the stress hormone cortisol that is notorious for fattening us up. This is only logical since our creator designed us to burn two primary fuels. Would you fly a twin-engine plane on only one of its engines? That would be an extremely stressful situation. If we constantly offer our bodies only one kind of fuel, our adrenal glands panic. Healthy carbs, in safe amounts, sing soothing lullabies to your adrenals. Balance must always reign. The other side of that coin is that our adrenal glands do not thrive in a high-carb state either. Soaring blood sugar from eating too many carbs requires high levels of insulin to be released for cleanup. What happens when you have to make lots of insulin? Your body feels stressed and releases more cortisol. Boo! Let's avoid these extremes. Let's learn to eat carbs the right way. The E-meal carb limit. It's so important to remember that E-meals are not an excuse to gorge on carbs. Gorging on carbs will result in hazardous blood sugar levels and weight gain, especially around the belly, whether the carbs are whole grain or not. Keep the starchy carb portion to a palm-sized serving on your plate, unless you are eating beans, and you can have more of those. Keeping grains, fruit, and sweet potatoes to palm-sized portions will naturally keep you around or under 45 grams of net carbs, which is the limit we advise. That amount gives your body glucose as fuel for energy, but it can still be burned off without too much trouble. This is how the e-meal becomes a slimming sensation. Since you are not overstuffing your cells with glucose fuel, your body will have to search for more fuel once it has devoured the easy-burn e-carb. The signal is released for your body fat to come out of storage so you can keep going. Jeans get that slightest bit looser. Fruit is a fantastic e-option, but this doesn't mean you should overdo it. One apple, orange, peach, or nectarine with an e-meal is wonderful, but going overboard with fruit can provide too much sugar in the blood. Higher glycemic fruits like mango, pineapple, grapes, and watermelon are best kept to 1-cup servings. If you have severe insulin resistance or any pre- or full-blown type 2 diabetes, it may be best if you steer away from the higher glycemic fruits at first, or use only half servings of them, and stick to more medium glycemic fruits like apples, peaches, and cherries until your blood sugars are better stabilized. Bananas are a high-sugar fruit that are too often overeaten, but it is a myth that they cannot be eaten on THM. We simply suggest sticking with half a large banana, or one small, in an e-meal or snack. We don't want you doing a bunch of carb counting because it only leads to needless obsessions and robs you of the joy in your journey. The suggested portions of starch and fruit in our e-list of approved foods are already given in safe helping sizes, so you won't need to think too much about it. It's no fun doing math in your head at every meal. Staying close to these safe portion boundaries of glucose fuel will keep you from the dangerous fat-storing troll that waits on the other side of the carb limit fence. This doesn't mean you'll be hungry, or your plate will look woefully meager. Your carb fuel is just one part of the yummy whole picture on your plate. Just like with S-meals, you'll be adding other fuel pull options, such as non-starchy veggies and lean meat, dairy, or egg whites. Let's compare a Trim Healthy Mama e-meal to one eaten in dangerous Trollville outside the fenced safety of the limits we advise. Imagine that breakfast we mentioned earlier of a generous bowl of oatmeal with added fruit or berries and a dollop of Greek yogurt. Your blood sugar should still be within safe and healthy limits after a filling 30 to 45 gram carb meal like this. Compare that to a common evening meal that contains a baked potato of around 60 carbs, a white dinner roll, or two, of around 25 carbs each, and a sugar-laden dessert around 80 carbs. Put the three together, as many people do, and you have well over 100 carbs in just one meal. Now that's out of control. No wonder the epidemic of obesity is still raging. Where's the fat? Fat takes a back seat in an e-meal, but it is not banished. You can add one little pat, a teaspoon. Okay, we know how much peanut butter we personally have been able to fit on a teaspoon in our lives. There are Guinness World Records to break on that one, right? We mean a flat, level teaspoon. Check out Chapter 10, Just the Numbers, if you are a numbers person and think in numbers versus visual amounts. This optional teaspoon of fat is added for three reasons. 1. Fat helps you absorb vital fat-soluble vitamins and minerals from your meal. A fat-free meal sounds awful and is less nutritious. 2. Fat, along with all-important protein, gentles down the speed with which glucose is absorbed into your bloodstream. The gentler the rise of your blood sugar, the safer the meal, especially for those with diabetic issues. 3. It is a more balanced approach to not completely remove a full macronutrient, like fat, from a meal. Your hormones appreciate this. This little pat of fat is not enough to cause a tandem fueling effect. Is this teaspoon of added fat mandatory? No. Especially if your protein source has a lean but still existing amount of fat, as does salmon or lean dairy, such as 1% cottage cheese. Some of the grains that we encourage, like oatmeal and quinoa, also naturally contain their own small amount of fat, so you don't have to concern yourself with always adding more. But this also doesn't mean that if your protein source or grain does contain a little bit of fat, you must deny yourself that teaspoon of oil on your salad or coconut oil to sauté your salmon. You're still likely to be in safe waters, adding the small amount we advise. Here's a little practical advice to make your salads more succulent in e-meals. Use an extra virgin olive oil spritz, which coats every leaf without overdoing it. Adding a sour agent, like vinegar or lemon, helps to curb the rise of too high blood sugar. It also brings more succulence to your salad, so if you do decide not to add any fat at all, then double up on the balsamic vinegar or lemon juice. Note: middle chain triglyceride, MCT, oil, is the lowest oil of all in calories, and your body burns this sort of fat faster than any other form of fat. You can learn more about this oil in Chapter 18, Specialty Food Stars. Sometimes it might be okay to use 2 teaspoons of MCT oil in an e-meal. For example, you might use 1 on your salad and then include 1 in one of our drink recipes like Beauty Milk found in the More Drinks chapter of the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook, or Healing Trimmy in the Hot Drinks chapter of the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Drinks like these help end your meal with more filling power. However, MCT oil packs a great fatty-tasting punch, so you don't have to make a habit of that 2-teaspoon exception. Using a 1/2 teaspoon of MCT in each of these courses is also another option. If dairy products and you play well together, that is great, because lean dairy can be a boon to e-meals without having to add a meat. Helps your budget. 1% cottage cheese is a great source of protein, as is 0% Greek yogurt. Notice we are not encouraging a lot of fat-free dairy products with added fillers. 0% Greek yogurt does not have any additives or other strange ingredients to make it fat-free. It is simply yogurt made from naturally skimmed milk with the whey fluid, which contains most of the carbs, drained out. This is very easy to make at home if you love cooking from scratch. 1% cottage cheese can be found without additives in a couple of brands like Nancy's and Friendship. However, all forms of 1% cottage cheese are on the plan if they do not contain added sugar in the ingredients. If you cannot find a 1% cottage cheese that fits your purism standards, some 2% cottage cheese brands do not contain these fillers, like Daisy brand, and can be used with e-meals if you do not have stubborn weight to lose. If dairy and you are not compatible, check out Chapter 26, Heads Up, Allergen-Free Mamas, for other protein ideas. Gelatin and collagen peptides are excellent forms of superfood protein that can be used with all meal styles since they do not contain any fat and they are naturally dairy-free. Bread, the pros and cons. The Trim Healthy Mama approach to grain-based bread is not to put a big X over it. However, it is very easy to be gluten-free on plan if your own body finds that necessary. We simply make sure that grain-based bread flours are sprouted or a sourdough variety. The reason for this is that any grain in flour form causes a more speedy rise in blood sugar. Sprouting or souring bread flours slows this down and helps create a more balanced blood sugar level, which is always our goal. The exceptions to this are whole rye, whole barley, oats, or quinoa. These are more gentle even in flour form, and you can use them on the plan without worrying too much about sprouting them for blood sugar purposes. We cannot include brown rice flour in this exception. It has a greater ability to cause blood sugar to spike. All wheat varieties should always be sprouted or soured. Time for your second quiz. Be careful, we may trick you. Question: what happens when you eat turkey, mayo, and cheese on wheat? Answer: A. You wash it down with orange juice. B. You choose pretzels over chips as your side. C. Your buttons get more difficult to fasten. D. You paint your nails afterward. If you thought the answer was A, you're the winner in another quiz, not ours. While fruit is a good choice and on the plan, extracting the juice from the whole fruit is a nightmare on your blood sugar. It is fattening, as you'll learn more about in Chapter 12, Thirsty Mama. If you chose B, congratulations. You're the runner-up. Again, on somebody else's quiz, not ours. While pretzels are considered fat-free and looked on fondly by the dieting world, we call them fatzels. They're white flour blood sugar spikers. Even if you find a whole wheat variety, if they are not made from fermented or sprouted flour, they will quickly spike your bloodstream. This also applies to all whole wheat flour products, including pasta, crackers, and that wheat bread in the turkey and cheese sandwich. Don't let this throw you in a pit of despair. Life is still awesome because sprouting or fermenting grains pre-digests much of the starch. Along with sprouted whole grain breads, sprouted pastas are also on the plan and can work in your e-meals. There are many brands of sprouted breads to choose from in stores these days. Or be adventurous and make your own. There are some THM-friendly sprouted bread recipes easily found online, and you'll find a fabulous one in the Breads and Pizza Crusts chapter of the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. You can even purchase sprouted pretzels if you just have to have them. Answer C it is. While a turkey and cheese on wheat is not a burger and fries, it is still a common, deceivingly innocent meal contributing to the obesity epidemic in our culture. We've already addressed the fact that the regular wheat bread is a blood sugar spiker. It is also the combination of the heavy fats, mayo and cheese, with the fast-spiking flour product, don't forget those pretzels on the side, that makes this meal a fat bomb ready to explode. People with super high metabolisms are exempt from this fat explosion, but that blood sugar high is still dangerous for their long-term health. We can't leave option D unaddressed. We love us some painted toenails, but here's a little tip for your health journey. Most nail polish contains a laundry list of toxins. All are disturbing, but the big three are formaldehyde, a known human carcinogen, dibutyl phthalate, DBP, which is linked to birth defects, and toluene, which damages the nervous and reproductive system. These are absorbed into the bloodstream. We don't want to take away pretty nails, but do seek out brands free of these obnoxious chemicals. Where's the corn? Corn is a grain, so does that make it E-friendly? We have a gray answer for this one. Corn is used to fatten up animals, and we don't promote it enthusiastically on plan. If eaten too frequently, corn and most corn products won't do your health and waistline any favors. The exceptions are sprouted whole grain corn tortillas, which can be used in an E setting. A few baked blue corn chips are a nice snack with Greek yogurt or salsa or on top of an E-style chili. As you can see, we are not being corn Nazis and demanding that a kernel of corn never again cross your lips. A little bit of corn in an E-style chili really does add something incredible. Little pops of sweet. We use it in moderation in some of our E recipes. We're just saying, go easy. Corn is not a gentle burning grain, so don't make it a go-to food. Seek out organic sources of corn if GMO foods concern you, but non-GMO does not take away the fattening effects of too much corn. Popcorn. What would life be without it? Drenched with butter and sprinkled with salt and nutritional yeast, it is just about one of the most amazing crossover snacks ever. But even when you're at crossover stage, don't sit there every night eating that snack. Just watch what will happen to your once loose jeans. Goodbye to them. Save it for a now-and-then treat. You can eat popcorn in an E setting. Just follow these guidelines. Keep portion sizes to 4 or 5 cups. Spray with coconut oil or olive oil spray, so you don't go over about 1 teaspoon of fat, and sprinkle generously with seasonings. Keep a 3-hour distance between an E popcorn snack and an S meal if you are in weight loss mode. Don't eat popcorn daily. Save it for a couple times a week or only when you get strong cravings for it. If possible, try to find organic, non-GMO popcorn seeds, but once again, we leave that up to your own purism standards. Some of our ultra drive-through Sue mamas even use 100-calorie bags of microwave popcorn for a rare e-snack. Hey, let's not be too hasty to judge. They're still baby-stepping their way to health. To soak or not to soak? That is the question. Whether 'tis nobler to put grain in warm water overnight or not. Poor Hamlet would have been just as stumped as many of us are on this question had he been able to connect to Wi-Fi. Dried grains, beans, and seeds are protected by substances called phytates that keep them dormant for storage. This is a good thing, a real good thing. God allowed us to be able to store grains without them rotting. Mankind might well have starved to death without this protective ability. But here's where all the controversy starts. Many believe that in order for these dormant foods to unleash their full load of nutrients, they need to be soaked, sprouted, or fermented. It is true that these methods make superfoods out of foods such as grains because they add beneficial bacteria and other detoxing and healing goodies, increase nutrients, make protein more absorbable and lower the starch content, are tolerated better by those with sensitive stomachs. But there are some untruths involved here as well. These techniques are predominantly used not so much for these benefits, but in an anxious effort to reduce phytates and lectins, which are not necessarily the evil villains that they are made out to be. So, should you feel guilty if you don't soak every bowl of oatmeal you eat as a trim healthy mama? No. Go ahead and soak if you want all those benefits and the characteristic flavor and texture that comes from soaking and fermentation methods. But you sure don't have to if it is only the fear of phytates you are worrying about. Soaking grains is not one of the Ten Commandments in the Bible, nor is it a commandment of the Trim Healthy Mama Plan. Old-fashioned oatmeal is a budget-friendly food, an all-American staple, and has weight loss merits due to its slow-burning energy fuel. Many Trim Healthy Mamas have lost countless pounds without bothering to soak oatmeal overnight. Soaking does have its merits, though. Serene soaks all her grains, simply because she wants to make all her grains as digestible as she can for her family, and, let's face it, she's a sucker for extra steps. Check out her recipe for super-prepared purest grains, found in the Good Morning Grains chapter of the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook, which she soaks with rye flour or sourdough starter. Pearl mostly does not worry about soaking her oatmeal, but does make sure to eat all her bread fermented or sprouted to protect her blood sugar health. As part of a widely varied diet, grains and beans still have plenty of nutrition to offer you, even if you never soak them. A bowl of unsoaked oatmeal will not leave you depleted of minerals. As a trim healthy mama, your diet will be rich in vitamin C from lots of greens and berries, which counteracts any problems with phytate binding with minerals in your grains, beans, seeds, and nuts. E-foods list. E-friendly meat. Avoid fatty meats and eat freely from all the following lean meats. Chicken breast, tuna packed in water, salmon, both wild-caught and most pouch or canned forms are fine. Farm-raised may have more fat, so look for less than 5 grams of fat. All other fish, not fried. Venison, turkey breast, lean ground turkey or chicken, 96% to 99% lean. Lean deli meats, natural brands are best. Ground meats with higher fat levels can be browned, drained, and then rinsed very well with hot water and used in e-meals in up to 4-ounce portions. E-friendly egg sources. Egg whites, both fresh and carton egg whites. Products like egg beaters are also acceptable. Note, it is best to leave whole eggs to S settings. E-friendly dairy. 0% plain Greek yogurt. 000 stevia sweetened Greek yogurt by Oikos is also on plan. Low-fat or non-fat regular, not Greek, plain yogurt. Plain low-fat or non-fat kefir. 1% cottage cheese. 2% is fine for purists who cannot find 1% that fits their standards. Reduced-fat ricotta cheese. Keep to 1/4 cup servings in E settings, as even the reduced-fat varieties have more fat than cottage cheese. Skim mozzarella cheese. Garnish amounts only. Reduced-fat 2% hard cheeses. Garnish amounts only. Laughing Cow Creamy Light Swiss Cheese Wedges. These are also on the personal choice list, since they are not a usual choice for purists. E-friendly grains. Brown rice, up to 3/4 cup cooked per serving. Quinoa, up to 3/4 cup cooked per serving. Whole barley, up to 3/4 cup cooked per serving. Whole farro, up to 3/4 cup cooked per serving. Oatmeal, up to 1 1/4 cups cooked per serving. Whole grain bread, 2-piece servings in sprouted, artisan sourdough, or dark rye form. Note, some sprouted breads, such as Trader Joe's, have lower carb counts, but they are still completely grain-based, so they need to be kept to E meals, not S meals. Sprouted tortilla, 1 large tortilla. Sprouted whole grain flours. Sprouted whole grain pasta. This is best used in side dishes rather than as a main dish with spaghetti sauce, where you might be tempted to have 2 bowls full. Save huge bowls of pasta for not naughty noodles. Light rye, fiber, or flaxseed wasa crackers, up to 4 crackers. Multigrain, hearty, whole grain, or sourdough wasa crackers, 2 to 3 crackers. Most Ryvita crackers will be fine for e-meals too. Popcorn, 4 to 5 cups of popped kernels. Baked blue corn chips, used to top chili or soup. Don't overdo. E-friendly fruit. All fruits in moderate quantities. For example, 1 apple, 1 orange, 1 peach, 1 generous slice of cantaloupe. Very high glycemic fruits like bananas and watermelon are best not overdone. Best to stick to 1 cup of watermelon or 1/2 a large banana, or 1 small. All berries in liberal quantities. 1 tablespoon all fruit jelly for use with Greek yogurt or on trim healthy pancakes found in the Pancakes, Donuts, Crepes, and Waffles chapter of the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. This type of jelly usually does contain some fruit juice concentrate, but it is minimal. Please stay away from drinking fruit juice. E-friendly beans and legumes. All beans and legumes, including lentils and split peas, stick to 1 cup densely packed cooked, but more can be eaten when liquid is involved, as in chili or lentil or chana dal soup. E-friendly veggies. All veggies except potatoes, save potatoes for occasional crossover meals. Sweet potatoes, 1 medium sweet potato. Carrots, both raw and cooked. E-friendly oils. 1 teaspoon oil, exception of 2 teaspoons MCT oil on occasion, explained on this page. E-friendly nuts. Limit nuts to garnish amounts or 1 teaspoon nut butters. You can use 1 to 2 tablespoons of pressed peanut flour in an E setting. E-friendly condiments. Mustard. Horseradish sauce, hot sauce, prepared without sugar, low-fat dressings, homemade or store-bought, mayo, up to 1 teaspoon or just a smear. You can mix 1 teaspoon with Greek yogurt for a nice sandwich spread. Soy sauce, tamari, Bragg liquid aminos, coconut aminos. All vinegars. All spices prepared without sugar or needless fillers. Unsweetened cocoa powder. Nutritional yeast. All skimmed stock and broth prepared without sugar. E-friendly healthy specialty items. Pristine whey protein powder. www.trimhealthymama.com. Integral collagen. www.trimhealthymama.com. Just gelatin. www.trimhealthymama.com. Glucomannan glucky organic fiber supplement, www.trimhealthymama.com. Non-organic also available. Plan-approved natural sweeteners. See this page for guidelines. www.trimhealthymama.com. Trim Healthy Mama Baking Blend. www.trimhealthymama.com. Pressed peanut flour. www.trimhealthymama.com. Not naughty noodles and not naughty rice. www.trimhealthymama.com. Unsweetened nut milks, such as almond, cashew, or flaxseed. Canned coconut milk is not e-friendly. Check out Chapter 18, Specialty Food Stars, in which we give descriptions and benefits of many of these products and tell you what to look for in other brands or how to seek locally if you don't want to purchase online. E-friendly, personal choice items. Joseph's low-carb pita or lavash bread. These are not a significant carb source. Add beans or fruit for an e-meal. Low-carb tortillas. These are not a significant carb source. Add beans or fruit in an e-meal. Fat-free Ready Whip. Don't overdo. Avoid light or fat-free Cool Whip due to the inclusion of high-fructose corn syrup. Laughing Cow Creamy Light Swiss Cheese Wedges. Dreamfields Pasta. Limit to once a week and assess your own reaction to this pasta. Although current nutritional information displays this as a significant carb source, the resistant starch may not amount to enough glucose for an e-meal. Add beans or fruit if desiring E. Light Progresso Soups, excluding cream of versions. Add sprouted or soured bread on the side if desiring E. Chapter 5. Fuel Pulls, FP for short. These are the wonderful, lighter foods that round out your plate and make your S and E meals complete. A quick recap from Chapter 1. Fuel pulls are lower in calories and, as their name suggests, they have insufficient amounts of either fats or carbs to swing a meal one way or the other, to either S or E. We'll soon explain how fuel pulls make excellent snacks and desserts, but sometimes they are also used as full meals. Huh? Isn't the whole premise of Trim Healthy Mama focused on having your main meals contain the nourishing primary fuels our bodies need to thrive? You wisely ask. Yes, but some of us can actually benefit from some complete fuel pull meals thrown into the S and E juggle. Changing up your fuels on plan helps to keep your metabolism revving, but another weight loss trick is to also change up caloric loads in meals. S meals are usually the highest calorie meals on the plan. Don't let that scare you. Despite being higher in calories, they are weight loss friendly. E meals often have a somewhat lighter calorie count than S meals, so that is a nice change up, but fuel pulls take the count way, way down. Smattering these meals into the plan can cause faster weight loss, so they are a benefit to some people carrying stubborn weight, such as postmenopausal pounds. Other issues, such as severely imbalanced sex and thyroid hormones, can sometimes make the best of weight loss plans impossible. Healthy caloric loads that most of us can burn through with ease become too hard a task for women afflicted with these issues. Including some fuel pull meals within the healthy environment of lots of S and E meals will allow your body to also get a benefit from these lighter calorie loads without lowering the metabolism. When crafted smartly, fuel pulls can be ultra-filling. Even though the calorie count might be low, your tummy won't know it. But, warning, if overdone, they will backfire on you. Take your calories down too low, too often, and your very smart body will catch on and turn down its metabolic fire. It will think you are starving it. Also, fuel pulls are not as nourishing as your parent S and E meals are, so they must not be your constant. Some of us, not pregnant or nursing women, throw in a couple to a few of these fuel pull meals each week. For instance, our fat-stripping frappa recipe in the Shakes, Smoothies, Frappas, and Thin Thicks chapter of the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook is a popular fuel pull recipe. It is a gigantic, full quart of chocolatey, creamy yumminess, despite a very low calorie count. It can be a full breakfast or even lunch if desired, or it can be used as an afternoon snack. full fuel pull meals are not necessary for all people on the plan. Some people on plan only ever use FP foods to round out their plates and as snacks and desserts. We're all different, and your own THM journey will not look the same as someone else's. Some with stubborn weight may want to try up to one fuel pull meal a day if they cannot lose on S and E meals alone. Check out Chapter 24, Heads Up, Turtle Losers, to find out how much is too much when it comes to these fuel pull meals and how they can help you rather than harm you. There will be many examples of FP meals as you keep listening to the book, but here is a quick description of what an FP evening meal might be. A generous amount of stir-fried veggies with slices of lean chicken breast tossed in a sweet and spicy Asian sauce. Not naughty noodles, optional, to really beef up the quantity on your plate. Build your first FP meal. This can be done in three easy steps. 1. Choose your protein. It must be lean, and this is the only time we restrict you to 3 to 4 ounces of lean meat due to caloric load. Or choose from integral collagen, just gelatin, or pristine whey protein. 2. Add minimal fat, roughly 1 teaspoon, the same as E-meals. Coconut and MCT oils are preferred due to their metabolism revving abilities, but are not mandatory. 3. Add other fuel pull foods to your plate. Generous amounts of non-starchy veggies, moderate amounts of berries, and optional lean dairy. Check out the fuel pull food list. In practical terms, this might be like breakfast, large egg white scramble or omelet loaded with veggies. Choose from non-starchies like mushrooms, grated summer squash or zucchini, onions, tomatoes, peppers, and spinach. Use coconut oil spray on a well-seasoned or non-stick skillet. Non-purists may enjoy extremely light cheeses, such as Laughing Cow Creamy Light Swiss cheese wedges, in the scramble or omelet. Lunch. Sandwich or wrap made with one of our homemade fuel pull breads like Swiss bread or Wonder Wraps, in the Breads and Pizza Crusts chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook, or a store-bought FP option, such as a Joseph's pita. Fill the sandwich with lean meats or tuna, and succulent non-starchies, such as tomatoes, cucumbers, lettuce, and onion. Smear with mustard, a hint of mayo combined with Greek yogurt if desired, or horseradish sauce, or spritz with extra virgin olive oil and drizzle with vinegar. Dinner. Citrus-baked tilapia with wilted greens and tomatoes. Fill up further with a salted caramel fat-stripping frappa, found in the Shakes, Smoothies, Frappas, and Thin Thicks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Fuel pulls as snacks. Fuel pulls really shine as slimming snacks and desserts. Due to their limited fuel, they aren't likely to cause a tandem fueling effect, no matter the fuel of your next meal. They're like Switzerland, completely neutral and friends with everyone. Let's say it is 4:30 in the afternoon. You've rushed home from errands and are in desperate need of a snack. Your next meal needs to be ready within 2 hours, but you haven't decided yet whether it will be an S or an E. Eating a snack of 0% Greek yogurt, FP, with some raspberries, FP, will tide you over without messing with the fuel of your next meal. To explain further, you'll soon learn in Chapter 8, Let's Get Started, that you need time, roughly 3 hours, between meals when switching up fuels. What if you'd grabbed an E snack of an apple for a quick late afternoon snack, but then chose to eat an S meal of chicken and veggies in a cream-based sauce at 6 o'clock? You'd be tandem fueling. Not a horrible thing, but not very weight loss friendly. Fuel pull snacks can help you avoid having an accidental crossover like that. Fuel pulls as desserts. While we all get to enjoy cheesecakes and whipped cream as desserts on plan, the lighter fuel pull desserts should not be left out. You've already fueled your body with a main meal. Continuously slapping more fuel on top of that can be a weight loss hindrance. Tummy-tucking ice cream, cottage berry whip, butterfly wings cake, and puddings. These are just a few of the light and lovely fuel-pull dessert recipes you can choose from Sweet Treats in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. And now it's quiz time. Question. What happens if you have a fuel-pulled dessert after an S meal? Answer. A. You break out in hives. B. Your body thanks you for not overloading it with excess fuel and continues chugging on the trim train. C. You do a crossword puzzle. D. You notice your floor needs mopping. Okay, these quizzes are getting way ridiculous. The answer is B, but you knew that. Fuel pull food list. Fuel pull friendly meat. Similar to E guidelines, except E meals do not limit meat portion. Keep lean meat portions to 3 to 4 ounces. Avoid fatty meats. Chicken breast. Tuna packed in water. Salmon. Both wild caught and most pouch or canned forms are fine. Farm raised may have more fat, so look for less than 5 grams of fat. All other fish. Not fried. Venison. Turkey breast. Lean ground turkey or chicken. 96% to 99% lean. Lean deli meats. Natural brands are best. Ground meats with higher fat levels can be browned, drained, then rinsed well with hot water and used in FP meals in up to 4 ounce portions. Fuel pull friendly egg sources. Similar to E guidelines. Egg whites. Both carton egg whites and products like egg beaters are also acceptable. Note, it is best to leave whole eggs to S settings. Fuel pull friendly dairy. Similar to E guidelines. 0% Greek yogurt. 0% stevia sweetened Greek yogurt by Oikos is also on plan. 1% cottage cheese. 2% is fine for purists who cannot find 1% that fits their standards. Low-fat ricotta cheese. Skim mozzarella cheese. Garnish amounts only. Reduced-fat, 2% hard cheeses. Garnish amounts only. Laughing Cow Creamy Light Swiss Cheese Wedges. These are also on the list of fuel-pull-friendly, personal choice items since they are not a usual choice for purists. Fuel-pull-friendly veggies, similar to S meals. Be liberal with all non-starchy veggies in fuel-pull meals. Non-starchy vegetables include asparagus, broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, cucumber, eggplant, mushrooms, jicama, okra, tomatoes, yellow squash, zucchini, sugar snap peas, onions, green onions, leeks, parsley, all leafy greens, radishes, spaghetti squash, pumpkin, chestnuts, and baby Chinese corn. There are many more. Limit butternut and acorn squash to 1/2 cup amounts in fuel pull meals. Note, starchy vegetables, such as potatoes, corn, sweet potatoes, parsnips, and cooked carrots, should be avoided in fuel pull meals. Small amounts of cooked carrots in stir-fry recipes should be okay. Fuel pull friendly fruit, similar to S meals. Up to 1 cup of all kinds of berries can be used in FP meals, but keep blueberries to 1/2 cup, as they have more fruit sugars than other berries. Note, you don't have to always use a full cup. 1/4 to 1/2 cup amounts of berries are just fine in FP meals and don't push carb limits as high. Avoid other fruits except lemons and limes. Fuel pull grains and beans. Slightly more lenient than S meals, since fat is not a player. 2 light rye wasa or Ryvita crackers. Up to 1/4 cup beans or oats. Fuel pull friendly oils. Similar to E meals. 1 teaspoon oil. Exception of 2 teaspoons MCT oil, explained on this page. Fuel pull friendly nuts. Similar to E meals. Limit nuts to garnish amounts or 1 teaspoon for nut butters. Fuel pull friendly condiments, similar to E meals. Mustard, horseradish sauce, hot sauce prepared without sugar, low fat dressings, homemade or store bought, mayo, up to 1 teaspoon or just a smear, soy sauce, tamari, Bragg liquid aminos, coconut aminos, all vinegars, all spices prepared without sugar or needless fillers, unsweetened cocoa powder. Fuel pole-friendly, healthy specialty items, similar to e-meals. Pristine Whey Protein Powder, www.trimhealthymama.com. Integral Collagen, www.trimhealthymama.com. Just Gelatin, www.trimhealthymama.com. Glucomannan, Gluki, Organic Fiber Supplement, www.trimhealthymama.com. Non-organic version also available. Plan Approved Sweeteners. See this page for guidelines. www.trimhealthymama.com. Trim Healthy Mama Baking Blend. www.trimhealthymama.com. Pressed Peanut Flour. www.trimhealthymama.com. Not Naughty Noodles or Not Naughty Rice. www.trimhealthymama.com. Unsweetened nut milks, such as almond, cashew, or flaxseed. Canned coconut milk is not fuel pole friendly unless small amounts of the light variety are used. Fuel pole friendly personal choice items. Joseph's low-carb pita or lavash bread. Low-carb tortillas. Fat-free Ready Whip. Don't overdo. Avoid lighter fat-free Cool Whip due to the inclusion of high fructose corn syrup. Laughing Cow Creamery Light Swiss Cheese Wedges. Light Progresso Soups. Excluding Cream of versions. Chapter 6. Crossovers. XO for short. With crossovers, you can bring back the pairs of grain-based bread and butter, oatmeal and cream, beans and cheese, baked blue corn chips and guacamole. Yeehaw! Crossovers merge the two fuels of fats and carbs together for healthy tandem fueling. They keep to the E guidelines of carbs and add as many fats as desired. Of course, they're always anchored by protein. Crossovers are not cheats. Please don't let them hear you calling them that. You are not going off plan when you choose a, or even have an accidental, crossover. They are kind to your blood sugar. But for most people, they are not weight loss meals. Here's what a crossover breakfast may look like. Scrambled eggs with melted cheese. 2 slices of sprouted or artisan sourdough whole grain toast with butter. Build your first crossover meal. This can be done in 4 easy steps. 1. Choose your protein, lean or fatty meat or fish, such as chicken with skin for fatty or without skin for lean, whole eggs and egg whites, cultured dairy products. Or choose from Integral Collagen, Just Gelatin, or Pristine Whey Protein. 2. Add fats as desired. Even if your protein source contains fat, other fats can be added to the meal. 3. Add your carb in e-meal-safe amounts. Fruit, gentle whole grains, beans or legumes, or sweet potatoes. 4. Add optional fuel pull foods to your plate, such as